page 5. Listen for main ideas.
Since you're listening to this program, odds are you're not taking the advice of Dr. Andrew Weil. He's written a book titled 8 Weeks to Optimum Health, and he recommends reducing your daily intake of news.
And then I asked people over the course of 8 weeks to extend this to 2 days a week, 3 days a week, and so forth, until the last week you get up to a whole week of no news.
Weil is not the only one trying to get people to take a break from coverage of daily events. NPR's Margo Adler reports on a growing number of people who bring new meaning to the phrase, no news is good news.
When I was a kid, I loved a baseball novel called The Southpaw. It was the first volume of a baseball quartet written by Mark Harris. One of the books, Bang the Drum Slowly, became a famous movie. What I only learned recently was that Harris wrote a long essay in the New York Times back in the early 70s, in which he said reading a daily newspaper was a useless addiction. 30 years later, Harris still believes that.
Somebody gets up in the morning, and the first thing he or she has to do is get that newspaper. And then they have to have it with the coffee, and it's kind of two addictions go together.
Harris left his job with a newspaper and turned to writing novels because he said you could focus on much more interesting things that are never considered newsworthy. For example, you could focus on the person who loses in sports or comes in second. He also turned to teaching. Academia turns out to be a place filled with news resistors. Take Gabrielle Spiegel, the chair of the history department at Johns Hopkins University. Perhaps it's understandable that a medievalist who says her period of study ends around 1328 would find daily news, in her words, ephemeral, repetitive, and inconsequential.
But I think my underlying reason is that, you know, life is short. There's only a certain amount of time that you have to spend on things. And I have always believed that there are two things you really need to get through life, and I say this to my children in a sort of nauseatingly repetitive way. The first is a really rich fantasy life, so you can imagine what the possibilities are, and the other is a sense of humor, so you can deal with what is. And actually, I'd rather spend my time on my fantasy life and reading novels than reading newspapers. And I really do think that's why I don't read newspapers.
John Somerville is a professor of history at the University of Florida and the author of works on the history of religion in England. He has written a book called How the News Makes Us Dumb, The Death of Wisdom in an Information Society. And he argues that bias is fixable, but the real problem isn't. His main argument against daily news is the daily part. He argues that dailiness, as he puts it, chops everything down to a standard size, making it harder to get perspective, to know the appropriate size and scale of any problem.
That one feature by itself, regardless of the competence and the professionalism of the journalists, it's lethal. If dumbness is the inability to make connections, logical connections and historical connections, then you can see how taking in everything on a daily basis is going to hurt our ability to make the connections.
Somerville prefers quarterlies and says somewhere between weekliness and monthliness, you move from entertainment to reflection. And while he does occasionally read news magazines, he prefers to read them a month after they come out to maintain perspective. As a historian of religion, Somerville believes there is a natural antagonism between the news's emphasis on the immediate and religion, which points toward the more eternal. And it does seem that those involved in spiritual practices are often the most resistant to the daily news barrage. Thupten Shudrin is a Buddhist nun, a teacher, and a student of the Dalai Lama. She says that when you study meditation, you become aware of how your mind is influenced by outside events. She says the media presents problems well, but doesn't give time or space to those helping to remedy the situation.
And it creates a sense of despair that I think is unrealistic. And that sense of despair immobilizes us from actually contributing to the benefit of society and doing something to help others.
The Venerable Thupten Shudrin says she reads a news magazine occasionally because as a teacher she needs to get the general feeling of the country. But she chooses what she reads. She, like Weil, advises students to decide consciously how much news to take in and not to assume that the media has a lock on what's important and how to measure success. She also says many people keep themselves plugged in because they don't know how to be alone with themselves. Historian Gabrielle Spiegel agrees.
I think we live in a society that offers us very, very little time alone. and the way children are raised, you know, set in front of televisions. They don't have a lot of time to be by themselves. When my children were little, we used to have a thing called Mommy's Hour, in which, you know, they had to go in their rooms and just think for an hour or two a day. So I could think for an hour or two a day.
While studies show that the majority of Americans don't want to disengage from daily news, when we emailed the news staff at NPR for suggestions of people to interview for this story, we got an enormous response. And a surprising number wrote things like, "I would if I could," or, "Psst, don't tell anyone." Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.